Good job, everyone. We're on page 117, Siman Reish Ayin Tes. Siv Beis finally is finishing the sugyas of the Ner. Okay, when we get today, once again, not only with Ner, but important Yisodos again in Hilchos Muksa. These Yisodos are brought down in Hilchos Muksa. We're applying them over here also, trying to touch upon those as we go along. As we all know, or we should know, that in Hilchos Muksa there are different sugim of Muksa. There are different categories. One of those categories is called a kli shemalachta leser, a kli that is normally used for Isser. Okay? Now, a kli shemalachta leser has a halacha. They are allowed to move it, letzarach gufo mekomo. You're allowed to move it for, if you need the kli itself for something, that's mutter to do on Shabbos, or you need the place of it, you are allowed to go ahead and do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to use that. Now, a ner is one side, it's like a kli shemalachta leser. Nevertheless, says the Mechaber over here, near Zeh, once again, we're talking about that lamp type of thing, where you put the oil in, the wick coming out. Near Zeh Shamar Nushasa Latatl, that which we said you're not allowed to move in air. Afilu Litzarach Gufo Litzarach Mekomo Aser. Even Litzarach Gufo Mekomo is going to be Aser. That's how the Mechaber is so same. The Yeshmi Shemater Velo Nir Dvarav. He brings down a Mekilin that it should be Votel Litzarach Gufo Mekomo if you need the place where it's on. Or you need the Nair itself, which doesn't really have another purpose to use on Shabbos. So Litzarach Gufo is not really so Shayach. That's for a different time. And he brings down a Matirin, but he says that's not how we are going to pass. What's different about a ner? Then it says the Mechaber over here, the Mishnah Berurah over here, brings down over here, so he cut it down. This is not similar to other. Okay? Other klishmalachtalisers. If you have a pen at Shabbos, you want to scratch your back with it, you can pick up your pen and scratch your back with it, because you need the goof of the kli. Okay? That's good. Using the goof of the kli, that's letzarach gufo. You need a hammer to open up a nut. You're allowed to take a hammer to open up a nut on Shabbos, that's Litzarach Gufo. If your hammer is on your dining room table, you need the place to set the table, you're allowed to move the hammer. Mashain came the near, you're not allowed to. Why? Dehacha came into the Bimena Shvashos. Haya Asr Litol Tatla Av Litzarach Gufo Mekomo. Like we saw yesterday. The Iker time of Muksa is what's going on at Bimena Shvashos. Meaning the Katsas Bimena Shvashos, it's Katsi Lekula Yama, once it's Muksa Bimena Shvashos, it's Muksa for the whole day. Since at Bimena Shvashos, you're not allowed to move the Nair, even Litzarach Gufo Mekomo. Why? Because it's got a flame attached to it. And we're not allowed to move the flame on Shabbos at all. They have buses to Shalheves, because it's a buses to the Shalheves. Just like because it's this katsi, you're not allowed to move the Litzarach Gufo Mekomo at all. It's katsi l'kul yom l'gamrei. Therefore, that's the type of muksa that has the rest of Shabbos. So even though after the flame goes out, technically you're just left with a kli shemalachta l'iser, you should be able to move the Litzarach Gufo Mekomo. Since at Bein Hashmashos you could not move it Litzarach Gufo Mekomo because it had the flame on it. So we're gonna say that the nair is like this the rest of Shabbos. That's what's going on over here. Adds though the Ramah of Yeshomrim, Demishu Istinis, Vanir Mayisalov. Someone who is very finicky, an Istinis is someone who can't handle little disgusting things. Okay, he's an Istinis, and therefore over here he feels that the candle is Mayisalov. It's disgusting to him. Mutter Lahutzio. He's allowed to move out the candle because it's called, we'll see later on, it's a category Muksa called Graf. Show Re'i, if something is disgusting, it's mafriya people in the room, even if it's muksa, you're allowed to remove it from the area. So that's also where Davili today, Kigraf Show Re'i, because for this person, if we go subjectively over here, for this person, as long as it's something that's normal to get disgusted by, this person's disgusting for him, it's a Graf Show Re'i, he's allowed to go ahead and motzi the candle. However, adds Ramah, v'amachmir lo hisif. You want to be machmir, not to remove it, even though it's ma'is love, you're not going to be masik. The Mishnah Berurah is metaking lashon over here. What does it mean, v'amachmir lo hisif? Is it tzarich lomer, v'amachmir yachmir? Someone wants to be machmir himself, let him be machmir, v'amekel lo hisif. But if you want to be makel over here, to take out the candle, because it's disgusting, you're not going to be masik. Something that's a grash lo ri, something that's bothering you, or other family members in the room, even if it's muksa, you're allowed to go ahead and take it out. So two important yesodos, kli shemalachta leser, the Kufa Mekomo, which does not apply over here by near, and the concept of muksa by things that are mias, and therefore they're a grash al re'i, even if normally you're not allowed to move them out, you're allowed to move them out over here. Siv Gimel. Another concept that we have in Hilchos, by mace, by the Gemara in Shabbos, by David HaMelech, when David HaMelech dies, right, he stops learning Torah for a second, the Malach HaMavis tricks him, and he goes ahead, and finally David HaMelech dies on Shabbos. So he's sitting there, Shlomo Melch goes to the mace, imagine what am I supposed to do with him? I don't want to leave him on the floor. There, it's gonna be, it's not covered for the mace, things are bad, it's gonna happen to the lifter. That is over there, the Gemara, you can put a kikar o tinuk on the mace, you can place a loaf of bread, or a tinuk on the mace, and then agav that, you're allowed to move the mace. Okay? So therefore, that's a way of moving certain mukzahs. Generally, it's machlokas between the machaber and the ramah, if this applies by other things outside of a mace. According to the ramah, anyways, it only applies by a mace. But according to the machaber, you can apply it to other things outside of a mace without getting into it right now. Not everything, but certain things. However, over here by Nir, says the Mechaber, L'talta Nir, Ayideshinosin lav lechem b'shabbos, so you'll put a kikar lechem on the Nir. I'll say, oh, now I'll move it. Oh, sir, you're not allowed to go ahead and move it. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, once again, see, couldn't test. Hatam, dami kol makom kfar iskotzei b'men ashram. Once again, at Bein HaShmashos, it was l'muxel l'gamri, delay lo'yobo az lechem. U'midi iskotzei b'men ashramos, and therefore it's iskotzei l'kum le'yom. Oma. However, he says, v'imnasun ha'alav ha'lechem ibod yom. But if you put the lechem there before Shabbos starts, yesh mish matter l'talta b'Shabbos ayidei lechem zeh. There are those who would matter then if you do it before Shabbos. Once again, says the mechaber ve'ein lismoch alav. Don't be samech on that. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why not? Says over here the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sikkot and Yodim Mikol Makom. Siyam a mechaber shein lismoch alav zeh ve'atam. The cave and the menorah ikar siyasa bishvila shal heves. Since the menorah, the ikar reason for it is for the flame. Lachid nasis tomi tafel abasis shal heves. Since that's the ikar purpose, that's what it's always bottled to. We wouldn't say it's bottled to lechem. It's not meant to hold up lechem. It's meant to hold the flame. Velo lelechem. Ushari dvar macher hashem chashuvim yote. Therefore, he says not to be somech on this at all. Sif doubt. If a person makes a t'nai on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, he says, al ner zeh, he says about this specific ner, she told lanu mishi yichba, I'm not maxa my das, I don't remove my das from this candle, I'm planning on moving, once the flame goes out, I'm planning on moving it, mutu l'taltu l'alcha shekava, this says the mechaber, this does work. If you make a t'nai before Shabbos, then I want to move the candle after the flame goes out, says the Mechaber, you can make such a t'nai, since the candle itself is not the problem, it's the flame that's the problem. But he's saying, I'm not removing my das, I want to use the candle later on, therefore it's going to be, that's the das of the Mechaber. The Ramah disagrees, v'yeshorim, t'lo mahani t'nai, v'chinoagim v'deselu, the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber, he holds a t'nai is not going to work over here, you cannot say this t'nai, and therefore we have a classic machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Svardim Ashkenazim, according to the Svardim, they would be allowed to make it tonight. According to the Ramah, according to the Ashkenazim, they would not be allowed to make it tonight. Okay, v'dinat t'nai, I in the comments of a tough reshlam and chesiv. If you want to learn more about the t'naiim over here, look in much later in Mishnah Berurah, some tough reshlam and chesiv. V'noagin over. So what are you going to do? You want to remove it. We've said, you don't have the heter of kufa makomo. You don't have the heter of lechem. For Ashkenazi, you don't have the mot heter of t'nai. What if you need to move an air on Shabbos? So says the Ramah, v'noagin l'tat l'idei nehudi. You could bring in a goy. Since he says over here, the heter was, or the minig was already used, the goyim for this reason, therefore it's like you made a t'nai beforehand, and over here, this t'nai does work. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you caught in your dalin, havi kilu hisna, wrote Salomar, to a taltulaini, mitzarfin laza adir rishon mahani t'nai. Since we already have the Das Mechaber that allows any t'nai, even for a Jew to move it, and you're adding on the fact it's not a Jew moving it, it's just a goy moving on it, those two things together, that you made a t'nai, and the goy, there's an intrinsic t'nai over here, then he allows you to go ahead and move it, al yaday goy. Okay, it seems like, because the minig was like this already in Ashkenaz, to allow going to move candles off the table, we are going to allow. This reminds me very much of the Pesach of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein did not allow using Shabbos timers on Shabbos. Okay? Minhag America is not to follow this Rav Moshe. Like many Americans, they take the kulas of Rav Moshe and not the chumras. Okay? Rav Moshe does not allow using Shabbos timers. There's one, Yotzei min haklal, is for lights. For lights, he doesn't really allow to do. Why? Because he says, anyways, the minig was already that they used to have the goyim turning on the lights. That's much worse. Okay? But since there, yeah, go ahead and use the timer. Also, over here, since the das was like this beforehand, we're going to allow you to go ahead and move it. Okay, it's not exactly like, but it reminds me a little bit of it. Okay, Sif Hey. Near Shade Liko B'Shabbos, L'chaya L'chol. We saw before, you're allowed to light a candle for someone who's a chol l'sheyesh bo sakana. Right? You have a candle, you're allowed to turn on the lights, you're allowed to light a candle for a chol l'sheyesh bo sakana. So L'chaya means a woman who's given birth is also considered a chol l'sheyesh bo sakana in the first 3 days. Okay, Near Shade Liko B'Shabbos, L'chaya L'chol. V'yolda ha'chaya v'nisra pe'achola. Okay, or the chai over here is right before she gives birth, but she's also a cholish she's supposed to come. Now, what happens? They light the candle for her, so the midwife can see what's going on to help the woman give birth. They light the candle so the doctor can come in and see the chola. And then the doctor comes in, he does something, he's merapa the chola. The woman gives birth. Okay, so you don't really need the light anyway. The alda chayv is not bechola. Mutter letat loin kava. Once the candle goes out, you're allowed to go ahead and move the candle in this case. Okay, mutter letat lo says the Mishnah Berurah. Sikon tezvav. Because over here, what's the din over here? Because you didn't light it at Banish Mushos. Remember, the Iker time is Banish Mushos. Over here, it's Friday night. It's already, Shabbos has already come in. So at Banish Mushos, this wasn't the real legamrei muksa because you didn't light the candle at Banish Mushos. Let it later on. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon tezvav, de ain muksa lachatzi Shabbos. There's no kind of muksa lachatzi. You don't say, since Friday night at 11 o'clock at night, it was lit, and therefore it's now, it's muksa lachatzi. No. The dafkim is kotze b'nish mashos. It's only when it becomes muksa b'nish mashos, shubit chilas knizas Shabbos. When in the beginning, when Shabbos comes in. Who damrin is kotze l'kula Shabbos afalacha shakaba. Only over there we'll see it becomes muksa the rest of Shabbos. Avalo b'zeh shuhud lak meir Shabbos l'chayim l'chola. Not by over here, where is lit Erev Shabbos over here. Chol sheish bo sakana shemotem betchilas Shabbos letautlo. Over here, he's saying a different case. Not only if you let Friday night, it's going to be good. Even if you let it before Shabbos, over here you have a heter to light it. It doesn't really become muksa because I can move the candle for the chola and the chaya. And therefore, it's going to be mutter for the rest of Shabbos. There was no time where it became mamish muksa. Well, it didn't. Lamadlik b'Shabbos b'shogig v'kavo shemotem letautlo. The same thing if someone by accident lights a candle Friday night. Okay? And then a candle goes out, you're allowed to move that near. Why? Because it's been a shmashos, so it's not lit. So those two cases that you have to understand where, if you understand where the din comes from. And the halach over here, then you can apply it to these cases. That's what the mechaber is doing over here. Therefore, if a chaya chola, or someone lights a candle b'shogeg, it's not going to come muksa the rest of Shabbos. Siva. Near shalo hidlik lo bo to Shabbos, afilu hu shal cheres. The mayis, va'afilu hu shal nef, the masriach, mutter letatlo, the muksa machmas mias, is mutter. Okay? If you have a nair that you never lit on Shabbos. Okay? You have a nair that you didn't light. Okay? So over here, already never had the flame, it didn't come muksa bin ashmashos. Nevertheless, back in the day, it's not like our candles, those lamps became disgusting. At the light, they became black and oily, and they were not a nice thing at the table. Maybe the new one looked nice, but after time, it looked very disgusting. So now, there's two different things going. Before we said, we have a concept of graf shel re'i, you're allowed to move it automatically. On the other side, there's a havdah, the machlokas and the gemara. This is where the machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is. Is there something called muksa? If something's disgusting, maybe it should become muksa because I don't want to be near it on Shabbos. It should automatically be muksa. The opposite extreme over here. Not in Saheter, it's more of a chumra. That's what the Mechaber is saying over here. We don't paskin like that. We hold muksa, machmas, mios is not muksa. Muksa, something's muksa, I want to remove something because it's disgusting to me. That does not make it muksa on Shabbos. And therefore, initially, look about the Shabbos. Afilu shel cheres demois. It's a disgusting, it becomes disgusting. Vafilu shel neif demasriach. Even if you use gasoline, that is a terrible smell. Mutter letaltalo, you're allowed to go out of metaltalo, the muksa machmas mias is going to be mutter, because we are vaskin that muksa machmas mias is going to be mutter, and therefore this ner does not become a real muksa over here, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and mut, especially when it becomes a graf shalri. Zayin. Menorah. Bein gedola, bein katana. A menorah, whether it is a large menorah, whether it's a small menorah. Now we're really talking about a candelabra. Imi shall prakim, if it is a candelabra that has parts to it that you rebuild and you put the star to it, put the stems into the holes and you have to rebuild it and take it apart. Imetatlato, we don't move such a menorah on Shabbos. Once again, even if the lights have gone out, even if the candles have gone out. The chayshin and shema tipol, because we have a gezerah who are afraid the menorah is going to fall out of his hand. It's gonna fall down, v'tisparik, and it's gonna fall apart, v'yachzirena, and you're gonna put the parts back together, v'nimsa osa kli, and therefore you're creating a kli on Shabbos, it's a problem of binyan, and therefore it is going to be us. Okay, Marin of Rabbeinu Nevin Saltim Rasa Osa Kli brings down the Machlokas Rashi Tosus, what's the malacha over here? Is it binyan v'kelim, or is it makka v'patish? Okay? Anyways, it's usher to do, and therefore there was a gzera. V'afilim eina shel prakim. And even if the menorah is not mamish made out of different parts, ela yesh bo charitzim saviv. Charitzim are indentations, like engravements. on the sides that looks like it should have parts to it. Yesh bacharitzim saviv v'domel l'shal prakim. It looks like it's a menorah shal prakim, even though it's not a menorah shal prakim. Aser l'tautlo. Also over there, we're gonna say it is aser l'tautlo. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Going to come gimel mishum demachliv b'shal prakim, because we're gonna allow this menorah. We're gonna come to allow the one of different parts, and going to come and rebuild it together. So therefore, they're not allowed to move that menorah. We have finished Baruch Hashem, Esayim, Reish, Ayin, Tes, and we have finished all the dinim of Ner from Reish Pei till basically Shin Aleph now, straight moving forward is all going to be things that are mamish very lemaisa, going to go through Kriyas HaTorah, and then we're going to go through Avdolah, and we're going to go through a lot of different lemaisa shalas, shalashudas, Bezat Hashem, Adkan for today.